It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
On KNZA 103.9 FM from the 1AA Zone Tournament here in Lothina. It wraps up tonight with the championship between Doniphan County and Hiawatha. Legion Baseball here on KNZA brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Also want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at Sailor Insurance. From Lothina, again, the championship between Doniphan County and Hiawatha, just moments away from the first pitch. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brendan Tad with. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a grind here in the last few days getting to this matchup tonight between these two teams, and we got plenty to get through as we dive into this first ball game. Hiawatha needed the win in the first one to force a game two tonight. If Doniphan County wins one, they will be off to the state tournament next week. So let's dive into the championship lineups, and we'll start with the road team at Hiawatha. Ashton Rocky will lead things off in center field. Next up, Carson Bredemeyer batting second. He is in left field. Xavier Oldham at third base batting third. Sam Dunn, the cleanup man, he's at shortstop. Joe Bryan gets the nod as the pitcher tonight. He is batting fifth. Tyler Willett, the catcher, batting sixth. Alex Rocky's at second. He is batting seventh. Cooper Jacobson at first base batting eighth. And Josh Smith, he is at right, rounding out the Hiawatha lineup. So again, for Hiawatha, Rocky in center, Bredemeyer at left, Oldham at third, Dunn at short, Bryan pitching, Willett catching, Rocky at second, Jacobs first, and Smith is in right. For Doniphan County, the top seed, 28-4 this season. Just punched their ticket with a win here in game one. They will go like this. Cooper Everly will lead things off, and he is pitching for Doniphan County. Charlie Grable batting second. He is in left field. Cole Franken batting, he's in center field. Preston Christensen in the cleanup spot, he is catching. Kobe Davis is batting fifth, he's shortstop. Gavin Fumler in right field batting sixth. Alex Double at third base batting seventh. Brock Studer at first batting eighth. And Ryder Davis rounding it out, batting ninth and playing second base. So again, for Doniphan County, fully pitching, Grable in left, Franken in center. Christensen catching, Davis at short, Fumler in right. Double at third, Studer at first, and Davis is at second base. Again, 28-4, the official record for Doniphan County. Hiawatha, 13-10, their first winning season since 2006. As we get a final couple warm-up pitches for Cooper Everly. Of course, last night, Hiawatha got to this game by knocking off Seneca in big time fashion, 25-2, if you joined us for that one. They scored 7 runs in the first, 11 in the second, at an 18-1 lead going into the third inning. They were able to finish it off in 5 innings, 25-2. And Doniphan County won their first two games to get to this championship game. And Everly sets and fires the first pitch to Ashton Rocky. It is just a bit low for ball one, and we are underway. Rocky in center field in this first game. Again, Hiawatha needs to win this one to force a game two, which would follow. And Rocky pulls one to right center field, and on pitch number two, he drives one towards right center for a leadoff single. So start for Hiawatha. Rocky a single to right center. That'll bring up the fielder Carson Bredemeyer. Again, the first winning season since 2006. 13 wins, losses for Hiawatha. Everly now has to work out of the stretch. Here's a shot to the right side. It's caught by the second baseman, Ryder Davis, and a double play just like that. A fine shot to Davis at second base, tossing over to Studer at first. And just like that, two outs, and that'll bring up Xavier Oldham. So just like that, two outs and nobody on, swinging a miss by Oldham, and he is down in the count 0-1. The importance of every single play, and a huge double play right there for Jonathan County. Here's Everly's 0-1. It's upstairs, makes it one ball and one strike. Wapa was the 3 seed in this 5-team field. Beat Corning in their first game, lost to Jonathan County 16-9 on Sunday. Got to the game Tuesday night where they beat Seneca 25-2. Next pitch fouled away, one ball and two strikes. Now on Xavier Oldham is Everly trying to face the minimum here in the top of the first. He'll shake off that sign. Christensen, the catcher, and the 1-2 is a bit outside. So two balls and two strikes. State will begin to pick next week. One of these two teams will represent. Hiawatha needs to take two tonight. This one's hit well towards left field. Grable, working in the short, comes through a couple of steps up to make the catch. And just like that, Everly facing the minimum in the top of the first. We've played half an inning, no score.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tam, and with you, the championship of the 1AA Zone Tournament here in Lothina through a half inning, no score. Is Jonathan County, the top seed, set to come up here for the first time in this ball game. It'll be Everly, Grable, and Franken, the top three in the lineup, and then Christensen, if one of those three are able to get on. So Jonathan County again with the top seed. Got to play Seneca in their first game Sunday night. They won that one big, 17-3. And then Monday night, you heard it here, they knocked off Iowa 16-9, a game that went well into the night. And that got them here to the championship. And the first pitch by Hiawatha starter Joel Bryan. Two Everly is in there for strike one. Pitcher v. pitcher here in the first at-bat for Jonathan County. Next pitch into the strike zone as well. So quickly, Everly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Hiawatha did give Jonathan County one of their four losses earlier in the season. That was an 11-1 victory for Hiawatha, but Jonathan County, multiple wins, 16-9 on Monday, also wins of 3-1, 14-6, and 12-0 as well. Next pitch missing inside, one ball and two strikes on Everly. That's from the right side, Joel Bryan, a right-handed thrower. The 1-2. Hit off the end of the bat. It's staying in the field, and it's going to drop in front of Alex Rocky, the second baseman, and just gets the throw to first in time to record the out. Difficult play by the second baseman, Alex Rocky, but he made it look easy, and one up and one down. That'll bring up the left fielder, Charlie Grable, who bats from the left side. Against the righty, Joel Bryan. First pitch to him is popped up left side. Foul territory, third base side. Oldham, left side of the line, and he makes the catch. And just like that, two quick outs here in the first. That'll bring up the center fielder, Cole Franken. Playing center field in game number one here. Doniphan County rocking the gold jersey tops. Red numerals and lettering as Bryan fires the first pitch, and this one is fouled away. No balls and one strike. So if you've been joining us the last few nights, a lot of these games have had a lot of runs between these teams, and it's down to the final two with Hiawatha and Doniphan County. Next pitch to Franken upstairs, one ball and one strike. And we saw 25 runs put up by Hiawatha their late game last night against Seneca, winning 25-2 in five innings. Next pitch fouled away. So Franken needs to protect one ball and two strikes. Well, the first game last night, 18 combined runs as Seneca knocked out Marysville with a 10-8 score. Doniphan County beat Hiawatha Monday night 16-9. They also hung up 17 in their win on Seneca on Sunday. And there's a swing and a miss, strike three, and just like that, both pitchers cruising through the first inning. One down, plenty to go. It's no score here in Wathena.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sam Dunn, Joel Bryan, Tyler Willett due up for Hiawatha here as we start inning number two. No score here in Wathena. Game one of potentially two here tonight in the chip of this zone tournament. Doniphan County with a win will win the tournament with a double elimination format. Hiawatha already a loss in the tournament. DC undefeated, so Doniphan County would need to lose twice. If Hiawatha wins game one, we'll play a second game later on tonight. In no scores, we start the second. Everly back to work for Doniphan County. Kristen catching for him. Libel is at third. Kobe Davis is the shortstop. Ryder Davis at second base. Got Brock Studer at third. Grable's in left. Frank center. Fumler is in right as Sam Dunn will lead things off. The shortstop for Hiawatha here in the second inning. Hit it. Home run in their 3-1 win against Corning on Sunday night, which proved to be the difference. And he rips this one towards left field, right on cue, and looking up, and that one is no signal, I believe. It's a home run. And right when we mentioned Dunn went yonder to left field, right inside the foul line, and Hiawatha has taken a 1-0 lead. Dunn, the cleanup man for a reason. He hits that one over the fence just inside the line in the field. And Hiawatha out to an early 1-0 advantage. That'll bring up Joel Bryan. Takes one upstairs for ball one. it was tough to see from where we are here in the booth, waiting for the umpire to make the call and then finally signaled home run. Next pitch is in there, or I should say a little bit outside. It's now two balls and no strikes. Ryan Batts from the right side, pitching now as a one-run lead for his squad. And now quickly, three balls and no strikes. Everly fires. It's upstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk. So good start for Hiawatha this inning. A leadoff home run and a four-pitch walk, and that brings up Tyler Willick. Willick the catcher. He bats from the right side. He's got Bryan at first and nobody out. First pitch upstairs. One ball and no strike. See if Bryan wants to get aggressive on the base pass. And a couple steps off first base, not much. Studer holding him there. Everly's pitch outside, or I should say, it's going to catch the strike zone. One ball and one strike. Everly needed to see one get called there. Beck in a rhythm for him after five great balls. Gets one in the strike zone. Here's the 1-1. This one's fouled, out of play, down the right field line. And Willick needs to protect. It's 1-2. Hiawatha went down in order, 1-2-3 in the first. Sam Dunn off this inning with a solo home run, a 1-0 Hiawatha lead, and the next pitch is fouled away. Bryan was taking off for a second, but he has to go back and do it again at one ball and two strikes. The second home run by Dunn in this tournament, hit one on Sunday night against Corning. So 1-2, we'll see if Bryan wants to go again. Studer holding him. Not much of a lead. Everly sets a stretch. Now we'll throw over to first base. And Bryan is back safely. Defense fairly straight up right now for Dauphin County. Everly fires the 1-2. And another foul ball by Willick. So a good battle here between the two as he has consecutive foul balls to stay alive down in the count at 1-2. State tournament will be in Topeka. That'll be next week. One of these two teams to represent. Here's the 1-2, and it's in the dirt. Now two balls and two strikes. In Hiawatha, they were very disciplined at the plate last night. Took a lot of walks. Willick with it four times. He reached base five times in the 25-2 win, and four of his five at-bats, he was hit by a pitch. Fouls another one away, 2-2 still. So Everly in a battle here by Willick with Bryan at first, still nobody out. 1-0 Hiawatha, top of the second. And speaking of hit batters, he takes one off the elbow and will take first. So five times in the last game plus, Willick has been hit by a pitch, and now two on and still nobody out. That'll bring up the second baseman, Alex Rocky. So a big opportunity here for Hiawatha to extend on this lead with two on and nobody out. Sam Dunn led off the inning with a solo home run. It's a 1-0 Hiawatha lead. Everly's pitch as Rocky shows bunt, and it's going to be a strike. So no balls and one strike. Bryan at second, Willick at first. And the pitch is going to be in there for strike number two, catching the outside corner. So now Rocky, down 0-2, he didn't show bunt on that second pitch. See if he swings away here with two on and nobody out. And he does swing away, lifts it to right field. Fumbler moving in a little bit, sizing it up, makes the catch. Here's the tag. Bryan going to third and not in time. So the first out recorded. Now runners at first and third. So now Cooper Jacobson with an RBI chance. Team out to a 1-0 lead. Runners at the corners with one out. See if Doniphan County can get a double play ball. First pitch is outside for ball one. Everly a brief at first. As Willick is there, next pitch low and inside makes it 2-0. Quick hesitation over towards first. Studer holding Willick on, who reached via the hit-by-pitch. Bryan at third after taking a walk. Next pitch is in there for a strike. It pops out of the glove of Christensen, and that allows Willick to take second base. So now second and third with one out. Count 2-1 here on Jacobson. Big opportunity here for Hiawatha, trying to build on this 1-0 lead. And this one slapped into left field for a base hit. That's going to score at least one. They will hold Willick at third, and it's a 2-0 Hiawatha lead here in the second. Jacobson comes through with the RBI single. Runners remain at the corners with still one out. And the number 9 hitter, Josh Smith, up next. Still a chance for more damage as Emerly continues out of the stretch, and Smith puts one down. They're going to play it at first for the out. Here's a play home, and it's not going to be in time as Studer hung on to it. And they'll take the out for the run, and it's now 3-0 Hiawatha. That'll be the top of the order now. Ashton Rocky two up, singled in his first at bat. Jacobson up to second base after the bump. So Josh Smith, the number 9 hitter, doing his job, laying one down, getting the run in from third. And a swing and a foul off there by Rocky. It is 0-1. Sam Dunn led the inning off with a home run, a walk, a hit batter, a fly out, a single that brought in a run. Then Smith laying down a bunt that also brought in a run. It's a 3 spot here in the second for Hiawatha. They're out to a 3-0 lead. Jacobson at second base. Next pitch is high. Makes it 1-1. The way you certainly want it if you were Hiawatha, get out to an early lead. See now if they can take every opportunity that they can. Still a runner in scoring position with two outs. Next pitch is low and outside. And now 2-1. This is the 7th batter to come to the plate here for Hiawatha in the second. 3 have scored. Next pitch outside makes it 3-1 with Bredemeyer due up next. Fouled away. Rocky swinging on 3-1 makes it now full with 3-2. So Everly a strike away from getting out of the inning. Hiawatha has done some damage here with a 3-0 start in this ballgame. The pitch by Everly, and this one's lifted. Center field, playable though. Franken, a little bit to his right, makes the catch, and that will do it. A home run by Sam Dunn to lead things off. Hiawatha would tack on 2 more. 3 runs on 2 hits for the inning. And at the end of 1.5, Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Fulton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha needing to win two against Doniphan County tonight. They hang up three in the top of the second inning, highlighted by a solo home run from Sam Dunn. Also, an RBI sacrifice bunt from Josh Schmidt. Cooper Jacobson, an RBI single. And three runs across for Hiawatha in the top of the second. Now Doniphan County trailing, works against Joel Bryan here in the second. Preston Christensen will lead things off and takes one outside for ball one. We saw Preston hit a home run on Monday night in their win over Hiawatha. Preston and Kobe Davis went back-to-back in a three-run third inning. So certainly the power. Now he takes one outside. It's 2-0. Now it's 3-0. That one just missing outside as well. So we know that Doniphan County, they can put them up in bunches. And runs can come quickly. So with Joel Bryan here with a three-run advantage early on, see how he handles it. And the 3-0, taken all the way for strike number one. Christensen will be followed by Davis and then Gavin Fumler. Here in the bottom of inning number two. Here's Bryan's 3-1. It's upstairs. And a five-pitch walk to lead things off in the bottom of the second. So here's Kobe Davis. His home run Monday was an absolute no-doubter to left field. He gets Christensen at first with nobody out after a leadoff walk. So Bryan to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Christensen takes off. There's the throw to second. Throw was good, but late call there by the umpire. Couldn't tell if Christensen came off the bag. He did not, and he is in there with a stolen base. Good throw by Willick. He's a very good defensive catcher. So now Doniphan County, a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Davis down in the count 0-1. And he swings at a high fastball, makes it 0-2. Doniphan County trying to come back here in the bottom of the second after Hiawatha hung up three in the last half inning. It's a 3-0 Hiawatha lead. Next pitch is upstairs, makes it 1-2. Doniphan County wins this game. They win the tournament. Hiawatha wins. We'll play a second game tonight, which would be a winner-take-all. And that pitch is in the dirt, but called strike three. So Davis down on strikes for the first out, and the second strikeout for Joel Bryan. That'll bring up Gavin Fumler, the right fielder. Christensen still at second, now one out. First pitch inside for ball one. Fumler bats from the right side, and he's going to lift this one to the right side. Slams the bat in frustration. Shallow right field. Smith comes in on it, and he dropped it. That's an error on the right fielder, Josh Smith. Boy, had an opportunity to record out number two, and it pops out of his glove. Now runners at the corners with one out. You can't do that in games like this. A routine fly ball to right field turns into an error, and a quick throw to first as Fumler is back in time. So Christensen at third, Fumler at first, one out. Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead as Alex Leibel is up to bat, and he fouls off the first pitch as Fumler took off for second base, but he has to go back. So Leibel quickly down 0-1. Tall right-handed hitter playing third base. An RBI chance here, trying to get Donovan County on the board here in the second. Here's Bryan's 0-1. In there for a strike at the knees and on the outside corner. So Leibel down in the count 0-2. With Brock Studer due up next. Bryan will look at first, down to third, sets, fires the 0-2, and it's outside for ball number one. One ball and two strikes. A walk, a strikeout, and an error. As runners at the corners here with one out in the second. He'll take off again, and this one again is fouled away. Second time, Fumler's taken off for second base, and Leibel's fouled away both pitches, so Fumler back to first. Opportunity here for Donovan County. See if they can take advantage. And a quick throw to first, and back safely is Fumler. So after a couple of steal opportunities, Bryan taking exception, making sure he stays on there. He'll take off again. And this one's popped up again and foul. So three times, Fumler has taken off for second base, and he has to go back as Leibel stays alive with the count at 1-2. Good crowd for this ball game here tonight. Both these teams, exceptional fan support. Here's the 1-2. Willick nearly painted that one on the corner, but a good eye for Leibel, and it's two balls and two strikes. And Bryan now with a 2-2 count, glancing over at first. Fumler there. Does not go, and Leibel comes through with a sharp single to center field. So a heady at bat for Alex Leibel, and he comes through with the RBI single, and Donovan County's on the board. It's now a 3-1 game. Fumler stops at second base, so now first and second, still one out. And Donovan County on the board, they're down 3-1. Brock Studer steps in and takes one high for ball one. Studer playing first, bats from the right side. Bryan's next pitch, foul straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. So after Hiawatha put three on the board in the top half, Donovan County's coming back. They get one. Still more opportunity for them with two on and one out. One ball and one strike. Bryan lifts, fires towards Studer, and this one's popped and out of play. So one ball and two strikes. And these last couple of nights certainly have been warm. Best spot is to be the left fielder. There's a swing and a miss. Down goes Studer, strike three, and a big strikeout for Joel Bryan. That'll bring up Ryder Davis, strikeout number three. For Bryan. Mentioning left field's the spot to be, that's the only spot really in the ballpark that has some shade. And Davis comes up, swings and misses at the first pitch, makes it 0-1. Let's see if the number nine hitter, Ryder Davis, can come through. First and second, now two outs. One across here in the second, 3-1 Hiawatha. Fouls that one straight back, quickly down in the count, 0-2. Davis needing to protect, trying to keep the inning alive. Bryan, three strikeouts and make it four, swing and a miss. On a pitch that was outside, make it four strikeouts for Joel Bryan, but an RBI single by Alex Leibel getting Doniphan County on the board. We've played two, Hiawatha with a 3-1 lead.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Cotton TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you from Wathena. The Zone Tournament Championship, 1AA Tournament Championship here tonight, as Hiawatha with a 3-1 lead on Doniphan County as we start the third inning. Carson Bredemeyer will lead things off against Doniphan County starter Cooper Eberle. First pitch in there for strike number one. Bredemeyer lined out into a play his first time up. A sharp shot to second base and doubling up Rocky at first to get the first two outs of the ball game. There's a nice pitch, swung on and missed. And Bredemeyer quickly down in the count, 0-2. Hiawatha, three runs. Last inning, Doniphan County was able to come back, get one. So a 3-1 Hiawatha lead as they need a win to force a winner-take-all game two later tonight. Next pitch off speed and inside, makes it 1-2. Beverly shakes off the first line, likes call number two, and fires. And got him. Strike three on the outside corner. So Bredemeyer down on strikes. The first strikeout, Beverly. And that'll bring up Xavier Oldham. Oldham lined out to left field his first time up. And he stands in with one out and nobody on. Eberle fires the first pitch. Beautiful bender in there for strike number one. With Sam Dunn due up next, who got the scoring going in the last half inning with a home run to left field. Next pitch in the dirt. And outside, makes it 1-1. Eberle shaking off two signs now. Lights the third and the 1-1. Off speed and inside, makes it 2-1. Oldham playing third base, bats from the right side. He's ahead at 2-1. And a ground ball left side. Leibel has it at third. It'll be a tough play, long throw, and not in time as Oldham beats it out. So an infield single by Xavier Oldham puts him at first with one out. So Sam Dunn, here he comes up after a home run in his first at bat. Wasn't hit too incredibly hard to Leibel at third, and he wasn't far from the third base bag, and it was a long throw, and Oldham was able to beat it out with some speed. Eberle out of the stretch, first pitch to Dunn outside for 1. It was the first pitch of Dunn's at bat, second, and he drilled just over the left field fence. Now he hits one towards left field, but this one's playable for Grable. Comes in to make the catch in the shade. And a big second out as Oldham has to go back to first. So now it's up to Joel Bryan, the pitcher. He walked and scored in his first at bat. First, now two down as Everly trying to get out of the inning with no harm done. First pitch is popped up. This should end the inning. Studer right inside the bag at first base to make the catch, and that will retire the side. So a one-out single does no harm. We've played 2.5. Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. We start the bottom of the third inning. Hiawatha with a 3-1 lead here against Doniphan County in a must-win game for Hiawatha. A winner-take-all game two tonight in this championship, this 1AA zone tournament. Winner on to the state tournament next week. It's been a fun ride this summer, but it all will come to a close next week in Topeka. So for Doniphan County, top of the order, Cooper Everly will lead things off. Bryan's first pitch is swung on and fouled away for strike one. Everly grounded out to second his first time up. Everly able to get out of a one-out single scenario in the last half inning for Hiawatha. And the 0-1 is in the dirt, makes it one ball and one strike. So Everly will be followed by Grable and then Franken. Doniphan County looking to wrap. They got their one run in the second inning on an RBI single by Alex Leibel. Here's the 1-1 by Bryan, and that one is in there for a strike. Now one ball and two strikes. And Bryan fires it in, and it's a ground ball right back to Bryan. A nice stab, and over to first base. That one had some heat on it. That wasn't just a casual ground ball. It was a high hop and quick reaction time for Bryan, and he'll record the out, and that'll bring up Charlie Grable. So Everly now 0 for 2. Grable steps in from the left side. Now he'll chop one down the first base line, but it's foul. And he popped out to the third baseman, Oldham, in his first at bat into foul territory. Quickly down in the count here, no balls and one strike. And bats from the left, open on his stance. Next pitch inside for ball one. Makes it one ball and one strike. Here is the kick and fire, the 1-1, and it's popped up, but it's going to be foul. And now Grable down in the count, one ball and two strikes. Here is the 1-2 by Bryan, and that one's ripped towards left center field, overdone at short, and that's going to be a base hit. So Grable on a strike count comes through with a one-out single. Doniphan County off to a good start as That'll bring up Cole Franken. Important part of the order coming up for Doniphan County as they're down 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. A one-out single there by Grable puts him at first with one out. Now Brian out of the stretch. First pitch to Franken outside for ball one. Franken struck out his first time up to end the first inning as they went down 1-2-3 in their first at bat. Next pitch is high, makes it two balls and no strikes. I would say a pretty important at bat here for Joel Bryan with, again, the power part of the lineup coming up for Doniphan County. You've got Christensen, Davis coming up here. And this one's popped up, but it's going to get out of play. And the count now, two balls and one strike. So Doniphan County, again, officially 28-4. Hiawatha 13-10, record-wise. First winning season for Hiawatha since 2006. Now this one's popped up. It's going to be playable. Alex Rocky, the second baseman, leaves it for Ashton Rocky in center field, who comes in to make the catch for out number two. That makes Franken 0-2, and that brings up Preston Christensen, who walked and scored the lone run back in the second inning. Grable at first, two outs. Bryan trying to get out of the inning with no harm done. He throws it over to first real quick. Grable back safely. We haven't seen too many pitchers' duels in this tournament. A lot of high-scoring games, and next pitch thrown in there, swung on and missed. Christensen down in the count, 0-1. Very good athlete for Troy, good basketball player. Of course, for the baseball team as well. He'll foul another one out of play, and he needs to protect down 0-2. An opportunity to see Troy at the state basketball tournament this past year. It's good to see them get there for the first time in a while. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Joel Bryan. And another strikeout for him. Make it five. And down goes Doniphan County. So after three innings, Hiawatha holding on to a 3-1 lead.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Must-win game for Hiawatha. They lead Doniphan County 3-1 as we start the fourth inning of play here in Wathena, the 1AA Zone Baseball Tournament wrapping up here tonight. Hiawatha, again, needing a win to force a winner-take-all game two later on tonight. Doniphan County with a win, advancing to state next week. Hiawatha, three runs, four hits, an error. Doniphan County, one run, two hits, and no errors as we start the fourth inning. It'll be 6-7-8 in the order for Hiawatha with Tyler Willick, Alex Rocky, and Cooper Jacobson. Willick steps in. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat, came around to score one of the three runs in the second. And he grounds the first pitch just foul, I believe, left side. And they're going to say safe. The home plate umpire is calling foul ball. It was just left side of the third base bag. And it will just be a strike and a foul for Tyler Willick as he makes the trot back to home plate. So it was very close. Just a slow roller down the third base line. If it was fair, first base umpire said he would have beat out the throw. But now the count's just 0-1 as Everly continues to cheer for Doniphan County. Everly's 0-1 is hit towards right field. Coming in is Fumbler, sizing it up, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Alex Rocky, one out, nobody on. Rocky flew out to right field his first time up. That's from the right side. Everly fires the first pitch. It is off speed in the dirt for ball one. Both teams their runs in the second. Hiawatha holding on to a 3-1 lead. Here's the 1-0. It's outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Lible at third, Kobe Davis the shortstop, Ryder Davis is the second baseman, Studer's at first, Christensen the catcher, and the next pitch is low, and Rocky in control right now of this at bat. It's 3-0, see what he does here. Chance to get on base, Everly kicks and fires the 3-0, and it's up and away, ball four. So a one-out walk, and that'll bring up Cooper Jacobson, who came through with an RBI single in his first at-bat in the three-run second. A left-handed hitter, Everly quickly a toss over to first, and Rocky slides back in safely. Studer holds him on. Everly out of the stretch and fires up and away for ball number one. So Jacobson last night in that big win, 25-2 over Seneca. He had a two-run single. He also walked a couple of times. As Everly tossing the first another try. Hiawatha had 25 runs on just 10 hits in that ball game. Everly's next pitch is low, makes it two balls and no strikes. But 7 in the first, 11 in the second. It was 18-1 after two innings, and they had 18 runs on just 5 hits at that point. And the Seneca pitching staff, just a lot of walks, a lot of hit batters, wild pitches, and it just kind of unraveled real quick. And Hiawatha cruised to a 23-run victory. Now a 3-0 is in there for strike number one. So after Tyler Willick flew to the right field, Alex Rocky issued a walk. Jacobson up now with a 3-1 count, and the next pitch low and inside for ball four. So now two on and one out for the number nine hitter, Josh Smith. So Jacobson reaching for a second time in as many at-bats, and we'll get our first mound visit here in this ball game as Everly now going to have to work out of the jam with first and second and one out, and his team trailing 3-1, and what is a must-win game for Hiawatha here. Joel Bryan has pitched well and got their three runs in the second, trying to add some more here in the fourth. A brief meeting comes to an end, and Josh Smith came through with a sacrifice bunt that drove in a run in his first at-bat. Brought in Willick home from third, which was the final run of the three-run second. So an RBI for Josh Smith in his first at-bat, and now he has first and second with one out. Everly's first pitch is outside for ball one. So the bottom of the order is doing some work for Hiawatha in this game. You have Jacobson, the number eight hitter who drove in a run. Smith also driving in a run as well. The pitch is fouled away, makes it one ball and one strike.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and learn.
Full count here for Josh Smith. Big strike thrown there by Everly. First and second with one out. Josh Smith, the number nine hitter, the 3-2 is just a bit off and upstairs for ball four, and that loads the bases for Ashton Rocky. Alex Rocky to third, Jacobson up to second base. Now Josh Smith at first. So back to back to back walks. After Willick led off the inning with a flyout right field, and now Ashton Rocky, a chance for Hiawatha to extend on this lead. And he's going to rip one towards center field. Franken moving back. He makes the catch. That's going to be well deep enough to score a run. As a run is in from third, makes it 4-1 Hiawatha. So Ashton Rocky comes through with the sacrifice fly. Now Carson Bredemeyer with two outs and runners at the corners. Jacobson also tagged up to third base from second. So again, first and third with two outs. An important at bat for Everly to try to get out of this inning. First pitch swung on and fouled away. Bredemeyer is 0-for-2. He struck out in his last at bat and into a double play. Also in the first. Three straight walks to load the bases, then a sacrifice fly by Ashton Rocky. The 0-1 is outside, makes it one ball and one strike, and Josh Smith takes second base without a throw. So now second and third with two down. Bredemeyer, can he come through? Next pitch by Everly is in there for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2, ground ball, slow roller, shortstop Kobe Davis has it to first, and Studer can't dig it out, and a run is in. 5-1, Hiawatha. Jacobson scores from third. So it will be an error. First error for Doniphan County, and it allows a run to get in. So it's a 5-1 Hiawatha lead. Runners still at the corners with two outs. Everly fires in there for a strike to Xavier Oldham, who singled his last time up. Bredemeyer takes second base without a throw. So second and third with two down. 0-1 is the count on Oldham. Now he grounds it left side. Kobe Davis has it, takes his time, another low throw, and safe. Studer almost had a nice dig, and it's going to be another error. And now Hiawatha is up to a 6-1 lead. So a tough inning here defensively for Doniphan County. It's Hiawatha taking advantage of these opportunities. Three more runs have scored. Their lead is 6-1. And once again, runners at the corners with one out, or correction, two outs. Your pardon. So now it's Bredemeyer at third, Oldham at first. Back-to-back errors by Kobe Davis has allowed two runs to score. Next pitch by Everly is outside. It's one ball and no strikes here on Sam Dunn, who homered his first at bat and then flew out to left. His second time, he is 1-for-2. Here's a steal attempt, and the throw is wide, and he is safe. Kobe Davis thought he might have applied the tag, and if it stands, another run's going to come in, as Bredemeier was a heady play. Davis thought he had recorded the out. So a quick pause in the action here as the umpires meet to see if, and they do call him safe. So Bredemeier scores. It's now 7-1. Four more runs for Hiawatha here in this inning. Everly's next pitch to Sam Dunn is in there for a strike, and it's now 2-1. Next pitch, also in there for a strike, evens the count, 2-2. So in a must-win game, Hiawatha now up 7-1 here in the top of the fourth. And the next pitch is outside, and the count is full at 3-2. And the pitch, it swung on and missed, so a big strikeout, but damage done for Hiawatha. They add four more runs. It's a 7-1 Hiawatha lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on KNCA.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Must win game for Hiawatha, and they are out in control right now. 7-1 their lead over Doniphan County. They score four runs on zero hits in the fourth inning. There was three straight walks after Tyler Willick recorded the first out, loaded the bases, a sacrifice fly, back errors. And just a tough inning defensively for Doniphan County as Hiawatha extending their lead to 7-1. Bill Bryan, who has pitched exceptionally well here so far, who has recorded five strikeouts in three innings, will face the middle parts of the Doniphan County lineup here with Kobe Davis, Gavin Fumbler, and Alex Leibel. Davis struck out his first time up. Bats here in the fourth, his team down 7-1. First pitch by Bryan is outside for ball one. Eight came to the plate for Hiawatha in that four-run inning. Next pitch, Bryan outside, and it's 2-0. So as we start the fourth, Hiawatha, 7 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Doniphan County, 1 run, 2 hits, and 2 errors. And those 2 errors in the fourth led to 2 Hiawatha runs. Next pitch, catching the outside corner. And the count to Davis here, 2-1. And the 2-1 is a slow roller back to Bryan on the mound, works to his right, throws to first, and records the out in time. Davis nearly beat it out, but Bryan made a nice throw over there to first base and Jacobson to get the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Gavin Fumbler, reached on an error his first time up. first pitch by Brian is in there for a strike. So Brian pitching exceptionally well to this point and cruising along now. He has a 6-run lead. See if he can hang on to it. We know Doniphan County can score in bunches. Here's a fly ball to right field. Smith, who dropped one earlier in the game, works back and he'll make the catch here. And quickly two up and two down. That'll bring up Alex Leibel, who is responsible for the one run back in the second inning with an RBI single. He bats here in the fourth with two outs and nobody on. Brian trying to work a quick 1-2-3 inning. Leibel swings at the first pitch, drills it towards center, but Ashton Rocky working to his left makes the pitch, and Brian cruising with a 1-2-3 frame. Four innings in the books. Hiawatha with a 7-1 lead here on KNZA.
Childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha with a 7-1 lead as the new pitcher is on for Doniphan County. It'll be Gavin Fumler who takes over for Cooper Eberle. And what is a 7-1 Hiawatha lead as we start the fifth inning, as they have moved Grable to right field. See if that's maybe Eberle in left, but again, Hiawatha in a must-win game to force a winner-take-all game two. So Kobe has moved to left field. And let's see if Eberle is there at shortstop. So a couple defensive changes. A new pitcher as Fumler is in to start the fifth. And the first pitch to Joel Bryan is in there for a strike.
Okay, that's fine.
Next pitch by Fumler. Ground ball left side. Eberle to first. Studer has it in time for the first out. And one up and one down. That'll bring up Tyler Willick. Hit by a pitch and scored in his first at bat. Flew out to right in his second at bat. 7-1 Hiawatha lead here in the fifth. First pitch by Fumler is low for ball one. There's a slow chopper right in front of Christensen, and it's going to be a foul ball. So it's skipped back out of play, and that'll even the count to Willick at one ball and one strike. So again, defensive changes here for Doniphan County with Fumler now the new pitcher as he throws one upstairs, makes it 2-1 here to Willick. They moved Kobe Davis to left field. Grable is now in right, and Eberle is now playing it short. There's a swing and a miss. Good fastball there by Fumler. Evens the count, two balls and two strikes. Next pitch by Fumler is hit towards the left side. Leibel has it. Throws to Studer at first for out number two. So a couple of ground outs to start the fifth, and that'll bring up Alex Rocky. Rocky flew out to right. His first time up, walked and scored in the four-run fourth. Hiawatha got four runs on zero hits. It's kind of the way it played out for him in that big win last night over. Next pitch, or the first pitch to Alex Rocky, was a bit inside, makes it 1-0. Fumler trying to come in and record a 1-2-3 inning as there's a swing and a miss. Ball that was in the dirt. Rocky over the top of it. Now 1-2. Or correction, now one ball and one strike. And one is high. Two balls and one strike. So Hiawatha so far, seven runs, four hits in air. Doniphan County, just one run, two hits, and two errors. Both those errors in the four-run fourth inning. Fumler's next pitch is in the dirt, makes it three balls and one strike with Cooper Jacobs on deck. And Fumler kicks and fires the 3-1. It's upstairs, ball four. So Alex Rocky is twice, both via the walk, and he's on with two outs for Cooper Jacobson, who has reached twice. He singled in a run in his first at bat, and he walked and scored in the four run. So Fumler has to work out of the stretch, and the first pitch missing for ball number one. Or they called a balk, was the call. So that makes a little more sense because the pitch was right down the middle. But so they call a balk on Fumler, so that allows Alex Rocky to take second base. Now he's in scoring position with two outs, and Jacobson takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. So a runner at second, two down, a chance for Hiawatha to potentially add another one with a base hit. And Jacobson takes one upstairs. It's one ball and one strike. So Fumler has to work out of a little pickle here in the fifth. Next pitch is in the dirt, makes it two balls and one strike. So the bottom of the order has been good for Hiawatha in this game. Jacobson, who's up, drove in a run in his first at bat. Josh Smith, who's up next, the number nine hitter, drove in a run as well. Next pitch is outside. Now three balls and one strike. Fumler comes set, fires, and it's a ground ball left side. Everly at short. On to first in time, and that will retire the side. So a two-out walk and then a balk. Does no harm. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 7-1, Hiawatha.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1. Hiawatha, their lead over Doniphan County in a must-win game for them here in this Legion Zone Baseball Championship. What is a double elimination tournament Hiawatha a win here will force a winner-take-all game two later on tonight. And as we start the bottom of the fifth, Doniphan County down 7-1. Brock Suter will lead things off against Joe Bryan. First pitch is outside for ball one. Suter struck out his first time up. As Doniphan County, a lot of work to do, and time running thin here in game number one as Bryan has pitched exceptionally well. Next pitch in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Five strikeouts on the night for Bryan. Suter fouls this one away. And now down in the count, 1-2. Bryan has recorded at least a strikeout in three of the four innings and make it four of the five. Suter swings and misses for out number one. So Suter strikes out for a second time. Now Ryder Davis steps in. He struck out his first time up. Now six strikeouts for Joel Bryan. Davis, the number nine hitter, and the first pitch by Bryan is in there, paints the outside corner for strike number one. Hiawatha holds on. We'll have a winner-take-all game two for you tonight. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner. And Davis down in the count, 0-2. So Bryan working quickly here. He is retired. The last five make it six, actually, as there's another swing and a miss and another strikeout for Joel Bryan. And quickly, two up and two down here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up Cooper Everly, the top of the order. Everly started on the hill, but Fumler relieved him last inning, and he played the last half inning at shortstop, trying to get something going here in the bottom of the fifth, and he hits a slow roller who right to Joel Bryan, the pitcher, bare hands it and on to first, and another 1-2-3 inning for Joel Bryan, who has been exceptional on the hill. So five innings in the books, Hiawatha with a 7-1 lead here on KNZA.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two innings left for Hiawatha to advance to a winner-take-all game two tonight. They lead Doniphan County 7-1 as we start the sixth inning. Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. So for Hiawatha, Josh Smith, the number nine hitter, will lead things off against Gavin Fumler, whose first pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Smith drove in a run with a sack bunt in the first. He walked and scored in the four-run fourth. Slow roller, left side. Leibel has it. First, Suter, a stretch, and he hits the dirt, and I think they're going to call interference. The umpire is going to say out, but now we're going to have a discussion with the crew. It was caught by Suter at first in time, and then there was a collision between Smith and Suter. Suter hit the deck, and the ball popped out. Now, the three umpires meeting between the mound and first base. Smith claiming he is safe. We've seen a couple of meetings in this ball game where no change has been made to a call. This one requiring all three umpires. If you're Doniphan County, you certainly don't want to give Hiawatha any more opportunities late in this game to add to their 7-1 lead. Originally, the umpire said out. And now they say safe. So they change the call. So Josh Smith at first with nobody out. So an odd play to start here in the sixth. As Smith is base, and now Doniphan County head coach Bernie Coy is having concerns here with the umpires, and he wants an explanation. Of course, Bernie, one of the top Legion coaches in the state, 500-plus wins in his career, I would think he deserves certainly an explanation. After the umpire originally called Smith out, and after a brief meeting, they're going to say safe. So after a lengthy discussion there, everyone's going to settle back, and we get to the top of the order with Ashton Rocky. Rocky singled his first at bat. He has also flied out to center and has hit a sacrifice fly. First pitch by Fumler, swung on and missed for strike number one. So Smith at first, nobody out, top of the sixth. Hiawatha in a must-win game, leading Doniphan County 7-1. Fumler slipped on the mound a little bit. Pitch was low and inside for ball one. Smith, a decent lead over there at first. But he hangs on. Next pitch is popped up left side. And it's going to be out of play. And it drops Rocky in the count. One ball and two strikes. Hiawatha scored three in the second, four in the fourth. Doniphan County's lone run was in the second. Runner at first, nobody out, top of the sixth. Smith takes off. There's the pitch, and it's fouled away. So Smith will have to go back to first, and Rocky will get another pitch at 1-2. So Fumler, who relieved Eberle in the last inning, pitching a second inning here. Now there's a ground ball, another foul. And Ashton Rocky again will have to do it again at 1-2. So they gave an error to Studer at first. Smith is safe there. Again with nobody out here to start. Now here's a slow roller left side. Eberle to second for one, and they won't get the double play, but they get the lead runner for out number one. As Rocky reaching on the fielder's choice. So one out, one on. Here's Carson Brudemeyer. Lined out to a double play his first time up. Also has struck out and has reached on an error and scored. Here's Fumler's pitch. In there for a strike. Doniphan County will have two more at bats. Down to their last six outs. They're down six. Trying to keep Hiawatha off the board. Fumler, quick throw. Nearly got away from Studer, but he reaches out to stab that one to keep it in play. And it keeps Rocky at first base. Fumbler out of the stretch. Quick glance. Rocky at first fires. And the pitch is inside, and then it gets away from Christensen, and that allows Rocky to take second base. So he's in a scoring position with one out. Fredemeyer now has the count, 1-1. And the 1-1 by Fumbler off speed, and it catches the outside corner for strike number two. Now 1-2. Rocky at second base, one out. 1-2 count here on Bredemeyer. Fumbler's pitch is outside. Good block there by Christensen. Keep it in front, and it evens up at 2-2. And Hiawatha putting together their first winning season since 2006. Fastball rides up and in, and the count moves full to 3-2. Zabe them two up next. Hiawatha has both sides been very disciplined in this first game. Pitches low and outside, ball four, gets away from Christensen, and that allows Rocky to take third. But now first and third with one out. That'll bring up Xavier Oldham, the third baseman, who has reached twice. He singled in the third, also reached on an error in the fourth. He's lined out to left field. Now he has an RBI chance here to gather some more insurance for his squad. The 7-1 lead here in the sixth. He rocks one towards center. Franken comes in, makes the catch. Here's the throw. And it's cut off by Studer and a sacrifice fly. As Oldham comes away with a sack fly to center, another run is in. It's now 8-1, Hiawatha. So Rocky scores from third. Bredemeyer hangs on at first. So now two outs and one on. And Sam Dunn struck out his last time up. A snap throw to first by Christensen gets away from Studer, but no advance there by Bredemeyer. He remains at first base now with two outs. Counts 1-0 here on Sam Dunn. His first at bat got the scoring going. He hit a home run to lead off the second inning. A shot to left field that was just inside the foul line. And now he hits one towards the center. Diving stop, but it's off Everly's glove and into center field. For a hit. Bredemeyer stops at second. That keeps the inning moving as Joel Bryan will step up. He is 0-2 with a walk. Hiawatha has added an insurance run. Still a chance here for potentially more, but Fumbler trying to get one more out to get out of the inning. And this one is hit towards right center field, and Bryan comes through. He drops one in there for Bredemeyer around third. It's cut off by Studer. Make it 9-1, Hiawatha. As Sam Dunn goes first to third, Bryan drives in a run with a single. Two more runs in the inning. It's 9-1 Hiawatha, and what's a must-win game for them. Barring a crazy comeback, Hiawatha looking to play one more tonight. Fumbler sets, fires in towards Tyler Willick, and it's low for ball one. Willick hit by a pitch. His first at-bat came around to score. He's also blown out to right and is grounded out to third. Now he hits one well towards left center field, working into the gap and making a nice running catch as Kobe Davis to retire the side. But two more on the board for Hiawatha. We have played 5.5. It's 9-1, Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha. For great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Colin Fell Camp in studio. Brandon Sadman with you from Wathena. We're on pace for a second game tonight. If Hiawatha can hold on, it's a 9-1 lead. They added two more in the top of the sixth inning. Joel Bryan back to work. He has been sensational for Hiawatha in a must-win game tonight. As looking to determine the winner of this Legion Zone 1AA tournament. As for Donovan County, just one run on two as we start the bottom of the sixth. And Charlie Grable will lead things off. He has one of those two hits with a single back in the third. First pitch by in there for strike one. So Grable's 1-for-2. Bryan has recorded 7 strikeouts in this ballgame. Just missing inside there. 1-1. The 1-1 is hit towards center field. And Ashton Rocky playing it right there. Perfect spot to make the catch. Number one. And that'll bring up Cole Franken, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and foul. So Donovan County down to their final 5 outs. First pitch by Bryan is fouled away by Franken for strike number one. Defensive assignments have stayed the same as Bryan has been solid for Hiawatha in this ball game. He fires one that catches the outside corner, and Franken quickly down in the count. It's 0-2. And the pitch. It's swung on and missed. Strike three. Second time Franken has struck out. Make it 8 strikeouts for Joel Bryan. And 2 up, 2 down here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Preston Christensen, who has walked and also has a strikeout. He'll hit one hard towards the left side. Nice stab by the shortstop, done, but not a play to be made as Christensen's athleticism beats it out for an infield single. Inning stays alive. Now Kobe Davis will step in, who is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Just the third hit in the ballgame for Donovan County. First pitch swinging is Davis. He'll fly it to center. Ashton Rocky steps to his left, makes the catch to retire the side. So a 2-out single does no harm. And we head to the seventh. It's a 9-1 Hiawatha lead.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final inning here in game number one in what is a must-win game for Hiawatha. And they have certainly put together a fantastic performance. A 9-1 lead over Doniphan County as they get set to bat here in the top of the seventh inning. They scored three in the second, four in the fourth, and two more in the sixth inning. Joel Bryan has been absolutely stellar on the hill for Hiawatha. Eight strikeouts, six innings of work. He's given up just three hits and one run. Gavin Fumler will continue to pitch here for Doniphan County in what looks to be on our way to a winner-take-all game two later tonight, which we'll have for you, as Hiawatha will have the bottom third of the order here against Fumler to start the seventh, as Alex Rocky will lead things off. He's walked twice. He also flew out to right field back in the second. Fumler's first pitch outside for ball one. And the windup in the pitch in there for a strike. Makes it one ball and one strike. Coming into this ball game, Hiawatha had a record of 13-10. Doniphan County, 28-4. Here's a fly ball towards center coming in to make the catch for out number one is Cole Franken. And that'll bring up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson is 1-for-2. Drove in a run with a single back in the second. He's also walked and scored. Also has a ground out. Steps in from the left side with nobody on and one out here in the seventh. Swinging at the first pitch, pops it up. Shallow right center field. Franken comes on to make Shan quickly. Franken puts away the first two here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up Josh Smith. And Smith drove in a run with a sack bunt in his first at bat. He walked and scored in the fourth and reached on an error in the sixth. Smith will have a quick meeting with the third base coach here for Hiawatha. Again, in a must-win game for Hiawatha, they have put together a fantastic performance after a 25-2 win last night against Seneca to get to this game, leading 9-1 in the top of the seventh. Fumler's first pitch right across there for strike number one. And the windup in the pitch. Ground ball side could end the inning. Libel just inside the line. A long throw to Studer is there for the out. And three up and three down. So Doniphan County down to their final three outs. They're down 9-1. We're back in a moment here on KNCA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final chance for Donovan County here in game number one as they'll have to face Joel Bryan as he looks to go the distance. He has been sensational in this game, allowing just one run, three hits. He has eight strikeouts in what was and is a must-win game for Hiawatha to force a winner-take-all game two here tonight in Wathena in this 1AA zone tournament championship. Donovan County will have Fumler, Leibel, and Studer up here this inning, and then Ryder Davis, if one of those three are able to get on. The lone run for Donovan County back in the second, it was an RBI single by Leibel, and first pitch to Fumler in there for a strike. Next pitch by Bryan is popped up right side in the infield. And the catch is made by Jacobson for out number one. Now Alex Leibel, 1-2. The RBI single in the second. He'll step in with one out and nobody on. And this one's hit well towards right field. Smith, though, has it teed up, and he'll make the catch. And quickly, two outs. And Donovan County down to their final out. So it's up to Brock Studer. Hiawatha with a 9-1 lead. Donovan County down to their final out. Bryan putting together a fantastic performance for Hiawatha. First pitch just a bit outside to Studer for ball one. He has struck out in both of his at-bats. Bryan's next pitch is just a bit outside, makes it 2-0. So Bryan kicks and fires. That one catches the outside corner, makes it 2-1 here on Studer. And the windup and the 2-1. Ground ball but foul. That evens the count, two balls and two strikes. Donovan County down to their final strike. Great crowd on hand. Good representation by both of these teams, and the 2-2 is a ground ball. Left side, good stab by Oldham to first, and that'll do it. A fantastic performance by Joel Bryan, and we'll head to a winner-take-all game here tonight in Wathena. We'll break down this one when we come back. 9-1 Hiawatha. We're back in a moment.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
So we head to a winner-take-all game number two tonight here at Wathena as Hiawatha knocks out Doniphan County in this first ball game, 9-1, the final score in what was a dominant performance by Hiawatha starting pitcher Joel Bryan, as he was just fantastic here tonight pitching the entire game, 7 innings. He allows just 3 hits, 1 run, 8 strikeouts, and just 1 walk in the ball game. So we'll have a winner-take-all game two for a trip to the state tournament next week in Topeka, which should be a fantastic contest. So we'll have a little bit of time in between games as Colin will take care of you back in the studio as we wrap up this first ball game here again. All Hiawatha, as they jumped out to a 3-0 lead as they 3 runs in the top of the second. They got a solo home run from Sam Dunn. They also got RBI knocks from Cooper Jacobson and Josh Smith. They would 4 runs in the fourth on 0 hits. It was a tough inning defensively for Doniphan County. A couple of errors led to a couple of runs. Also a sacrifice fly from Ashton Rocky, which drove in another run as well. And then they would add a little bit of insurance in the sixth. 2 more, as it was an RBI single from Joel Bryan and then a sacrifice fly from Xavier Oldham. Doniphan County got their lone run in the second inning off the bat of Alex Leibel, which was an RBI single. So the final tallies here, Hiawatha in a must-win. They did so. 9 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. And for Doniphan County, 1 run, 3 hits, 3 errors, and they left 4 on base. Now time to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, and I think there's no doubt here we'll have to go with Joel Bryan, the starting pitcher for Hiawatha, again, who pitched a complete game, 7 innings, allowing just 3 hits, 1 run. He had 8 strikeouts and gave up just 1 walk. He also went 1-for-3 at the plate with a single, an RBI, and a run scored. So Joel Bryan, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game here in game number one. And now we move to a winner-take-all game two coming up in just a little bit. So hang on to your hats. We got a good one coming up here. The winner moves on to the state tournament in Topeka next week. So Hiawatha wins game one, 9-1 the final score. Joel Bryan, our player of the game. Send it back to the studio for maybe a tight 15 or 20 minutes or so. Colin again will take care of you, and then we'll come back and get you set for game number two. So we're back here in just a little bit. You're listening to Legion here on KNZA 103.9 FM.